The angel came closer to the man, and with tenderness led him to a bench nearby, where they sat down. "The verses of your son, who was the poet, were very popular in Rome," the angel said. "Everybody loved them and enjoyed them. But when the reign of Tiberius ended, his poems were forgotten. The words you are hearing now are those of your son in the military." The man looked at the angel in surprise. "Your son went to serve at a distant place and became a centurion. He was just and good. One afternoon, one of his servants fell ill, and it appeared that he would die. Your son had heard of a rabbi who was able to cure illnesses, and he rode out for days and days in search of this man. Along the way, he learned that the man he was seeking was the Son of God. He met others who had been cured by him, and they instructed your son in the man's teachings. And so, despite the fact he was a Roman centurion, he converted to their faith. Shortly thereafter, he reached the place where the man he was looking for was visiting. He told the man that one of his servants was gravely ill, and the rabbi made ready to go to his house with him. But the centurion was a man of faith, and looking into the eyes of the rabbi, he knew that he was surely in the presence of the Son of God. And this is what your son said," the angel told the man. "These are the words he said to the rabbi at that point, and they have never been forgotten. My lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof. But only speak a word, and my servant will be healed." The alchemist said, "No matter what he does, every person on earth plays a central role in the history of the world, and normally he doesn't know it." The boy smiled. He had never imagined that questions about life would be of such importance to a shepherd. "Goodbye," the alchemist said.
"Goodbye," said the boy.